We've got 5 minutes for sport with Greg O'Mahony. Welcome, Greg.
Rebecca, good to be here.
Now, I think we can spend at least 30 seconds just wrapping up the Winter Games. What do you think is worth talking about?
To be honest, I think that's 20 seconds too much. But it pretty much ended as it began with no fanfare and very little excitement. And, you know, it felt a lot more to me like a Commonwealth Games than an Olympic Games.
Oh, God, that's a real...
That's about as low as you could go, I think, in reviewing a sports event. But it was pretty horrible. I think the only interesting thing would be the legacy for Australia. Apparently, that the mail I'm getting around the country is that attendances at ice rinks are going through the roof.
Really?
Yeah, last week apparently, you know, quite a big uptake and a lot more interest in the luge and bobsled amongst Australian school children. So watch this space. This could be the start of something quite special for 2022.
You never know. And Tora Bright kind of ended in a kind of an odd note. Tell us about that.
It was a little strange. She left the Olympic Village early, then flew to Asia, convened a press conference at an airport in Asia and thought, you know, people thought face of Australian Winter Games, she's going to reflect on the experience. And she basically declared that she was more than anything else in the world wanting to find in her own words, a big man. It was a very, very strange, a lot was made of it. She sort of got away with it, but it was this that, you know, what she really wanted to do was find a big guy. So, watch this space. There's a lot of conjecture.
Know. There's so much I could say, but I think we don't want to chew up too much of our time.
Well, let's just say there was a few big men in the Olympic Village who were a little disappointed to hear that.
That's exactly
from
right.
Her in Asia. So she hadn't.
Okay, well, Tora's looking for a big man. She was so depressed about it, don't you, that she's off to look for a big man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cricket. Let's talk about ball tampering. What an extraordinary activity to be involved in.
I know. And poor Dave Warner has been fined for alleging that the South African wicketkeeper has been engaging in the dark arts of cricket, tampering with the ball. I really think it's a little soft on the part of the ICC. You know, if you can't accuse an opponent of cheating, of literally trying to destroy the ball for personal advantage, you know, what's cricket come to?
Exactly. And
I just think it's
been
a little
sanitised. That's the problem.
It's a little bit rich. People are talking about him being fined, treated incredibly aggressively. I think the fine's $2,900, and he will be allowed to play in the deciding test, which starts tomorrow night, Australia time.
And how's the cricket going just generally?
Well, you'd have to say we're into the wind, Rebecca. It's the last test went horribly for us. We just cannot handle the sort of reverse swing bowling of these South Africans. The good news is Shane Watson comes back into the team tomorrow night. Will he replace Sean Marsh? Will he replace Dooley? It's not clear yet, but we should certainly benefit from his safe pair of batting hands.
And then finally to AFL, you've got a couple of things you want to talk about. First, Eddie Maguire.
Yeah, it's sort of really at war with the AFL at the moment. The AFL's come out and said they're going to impose a tax on rich clubs to sort of equalise the competition, make it a little bit fairer. Eddie Maguire, as the president of the richest club, probably in Australia, really didn't take too kindly to that. And he has said that's just not on. The other news, of course, is Buddy Franklin, debuting for the team that you and I love, the Sydney Swans last night, and it wasn't a debut that really covered himself or the team in glory.
No. What do you think was the worst moment? We've got a little bit more time to talk about the worst moment.
I think Buddy Franklin not kicking a goal would be, you know, the $10 million boy who just can't slot one through the post pre-season. It's not a good look, and let's just hope his form can improve a little.
Well, thanks so much for coming to talk, Greg. We're going to talk a bit more about ferret. We've got some ferret legging video that we might talk about next week.
A bit of footage. Can't wait.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining me for the show tonight. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Oh, we promoted John Waters today, but he was actually going to be next weekend. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be fantastic. And for everybody, happy gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. Don't worry about the rain too much.